Hare Krishna. This morning we're blessed to be reading from the Grantharaj, the king of all scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Canto 4, Chapter 23, entitled Prithi Maharaj Going Back Home. Today is text 28. Savanchito patatma truk Krishna mahata bhuvi Labdva parvagyam manusyam Vishayeshu vishajate. Translation: any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle, and who, after obtaining a human form of life, which is a chance to attain liberation from miseries, undertakes the difficult task of fruitive activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In this material world, people are engaged in different activities simply to achieve a little success in sense gratification. The karmis are engaged in performing very difficult activities, and thus they open gigantic factories, build huge cities, make big scientific discoveries, etc. In other words, they are engaged in performing very costly sacrifices in order to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Similarly, yogis are engaged in achieving a similar goal by accepting the tedious practices of mystic yoga. Gyanis are engaged in philosophical speculation in order to gain release from the clutches of material nature. In these ways, everyone is engaged in performing very difficult tasks simply for the gratification of the senses. All of these are considered to be engaged in sense gratificatory activities, or vishaya, because they all demand some facility for material existence. Actually, the results of such activities are temporary. As Krishna himself proclaims in Bhagavad Gita, Antava tu phalam tesham, the fruits of those who worship demigods are limited and temporary. Thus, the fruits of the activities of the yogis, karmis, and ganis are ephemeral. Moreover, Krishna says, Tad bhaktya alpa medhasam. They are simply meant for men of small intelligence. The word vishaya denotes sense gratification. The karmis flatly state that they want sense gratification. The yogis also want sense gratification, but they want it to a higher degree. It is their desire to show some miraculous results in the practice of yoga. Thus they strive very hard to achieve success in becoming smaller than the smallest or greater than the greatest, or in creating a planet like Earth, or as scientists, by inventing so many wonderful machines. Similarly, the Ganis are also engaged in sense gratification, for they are simply interested in becoming one with the Supreme. Thus the aim of all these activities is sense gratification to a higher or lower degree. The bhaktas, however, are not interested in sense gratificatory practices. They are simply satisfied to get an opportunity to serve the Lord. Although they are satisfied in any condition, there's nothing they cannot attain because they are purely engaged in the service of the Lord.
वास्तव में ऐसे कार्यों का फल क्षणिक होता है ऐसा कि श्री कृष्ण ने स्वयं भगवद गीता में घोषणा की है, जो लोग देवताओं की पूजा करते हैं फल सीमित तथा क्षणिक है, इस तरह योगियों कर्मियों तथा ज्ञानियों के कर्मों के फल क्षणिक है। यही नहीं, कृष्ण कहते हैं तत्व वत्सेवा, वे केवल अल्प बुद्धि वाले मनुष्य के लिए है। विषय शब्द इंद्र तृप्ति का सूचक है। कर्मी सीधे कहते हैं कि उन्हें इंद्र तृप्ति चाहिए, योगियों को इंद्र तृप्ति चाहिए, कुछ बोली वे योगाभ्यास द्वारा कुछ आश्चर्यचकित कराने वाले कर्तव्य दिखाना चाहते हैं। इस प्रकार छोटे से छोटा या बड़े से बड़ा बनने का प्रयास करते हैं, अथवा पृथ्वी जैसे लोग भी सृष्टि का दिखाना चाहते हैं, या विज्ञानी बनकर अनेकानेक यंत्रों का आविष्कार करना चाहते हैं। इसी प्रकार ज्ञानी भी इंद्रवृत्ति में लगे रहते हैं, क्योंकि वे परमेश्वर से तादात्म्य चाहते रहते हैं। इस प्रकार सारे कर्मों का मुख्य उद्देश्य कम या अधिक मात्रा में इंद्र तृप्ति रहता है, किंतु भक्तजन इंद्र तृप्ति के कार्य में व्यस्त नहीं होते, वे तो भगवान की सेवा का अवसर प्राप्त करके संतुष्ट हो जाते हैं। यद्यपि वे सभी अवस्थाओं में संतुष्ट रहते हैं, तो भी उनके लिए सब कुछ प्राप्त होता है, क्योंकि वे भगवान की शुद्ध भक्ति में लगे रहते हैं।
Very often when Srila Prabhupada would give class, he would take a specific word from the verse and elaborate on that. Because each verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam is pregnant with many different meanings, you could speak for many hours on each verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. We've mentioned many times that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, to emphasize this, he spoke for 3 months one time in Dhaka, in East Bengal, now Bangladesh. He spoke for 3 months on the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam every day, and he never said the same thing twice. But to make it simple and to focus on some particular aspect of the philosophy, Prabhupada would take a word or a phrase or a line and elaborate on that. Sri Prahlad, who gave class yesterday, he did the same thing. He took the word naiskarmya and elaborated for 1 hour on that point. Desireless, devotee is desireless. Today's a very, you could say, a very simple shloka, and we can take the essence of that shloka, which is manushyam. Manushyam means, Prabhupada translates, human being. So manushyam means human being. And Prabhupada stresses, as we also said yesterday in our lecture, that human form of life is very rare. To convince us, Vedic literature gives a scientific breakdown of the various species of life in this material creation. And some of you may have memorized these various numerical numbers when you were bhaktas. Some of them may have memorized the numbers of different species of life when they were in their bhakta course. Nine hundred thousand fish, species of fish. 2 million species of trees and plants. 1,100,000 species of insects and reptiles. 1 million species of birds. That's exciting if you're a bird watcher. My mother was a bird watcher. She used to like to watch birds. So 1 million species of birds. 3 million species of animals. And only 400,000 species of human beings. We're the minority. So, but out of all of these, human life is rare as described by Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. A classic verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that the Shlokawalas, you know Shlokawalas? Those who like to quote shlokas, Shlokawalas. ISKCON Shlokawalas, they all know this verse.
So, Bhagavatam ki bahut hi mahatvapurna shlok mein ye baat bataya Prahlad Maharaj.
We have Sabjiwalas and we have fruit stand walas in India. Yeah. So we have Shlokawalas. And we should, because Prabhupada always accented his classes with verses to make our philosophy authoritative. Prabhupada said, when speaking amongst learned in learned circles, which are quickly disappearing nowadays, but when you speak in learned circles, you have to always underline or strengthen your point with a verse from the Shastra.
So, bahut hi jagah pe bhi log isi prakar se apni baat ko bal dene ke liye kisi purane siddhant ke upar usko jodte hain. To hame bhi hamare pravachanon mein agar bal dena hai to apko shastra ke shlok ke sath usko jodna chahiye.
Because Prabhupada was always stressing, especially in his lectures here in India, Krishna consciousness is authorized.
Prabhupada apne pravachanon mein praya Bharat mein bal diya karte the.
Because it's based on Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. So you have to quote the Sadhus, you have to quote the Guru, and you have to quote the Shastra, especially if you want to speak amongst learned circles in India. Your opponent will challenge, where is that stated in Shastra? If it's authoritative, where is it stated in Shastra? And you have to back it up with a verse. So I ask you, where is there a verse in Shastra that underlines this point that human form of life is rare?
So मैं आपको पूछ रहा हूँ कि शास्त्र में ये श्लोक कहाँ बताया गया है जिसमें ये बात बताई है कि मनुष्य जीवन बहुत ही दुर्लभ है.
Prahlad Maharaj, 7th canto.
Prahlad Maharaj सातवें स्कंध में बताते हैं.
Komara acharet prajno dharmam bhagavatam iha durlabham manusham janma tad apya dhruvam artadham. He says, one who is sufficiently intelligent. One who is sufficiently intelligent.
जब आप बुद्धिशाली हैं.
Should use the human form of life from the very beginning. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, which Prabhupada says 5 years, to practice the activities of devotional service. Durlabham manusham janma. The human form of life is rarely achieved. And although it's temporary like other forms of bodies, it's more meaningful. Because in the human form of life, one could perform devotional service. And then Prahlad Maharaj says something very interesting. He says, even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. So these are important shlokas. Unfortunately, familiarity breeds contempt, we say in English. So sometimes we have something very valuable, we have something very important, but because of familiarity, we don't take it very seriously. I remember many years ago I gave the example. I read in the newspaper that one boy inherited, his father died, and he inherited his father's stamp collection. It was very valuable. Some people collect old stamps. So his father, his whole life, he collected these very rare and precious stamps. And the boy was always coming into his father's office and, you know, looking at the stamps and moving them and playing them around. He didn't understand the value of them. So, you know, when he got the stamps, he said, "Oh, these old stamps of Dad, I'm just going to sell them off." And, yeah. Little thin piece of paper with some glue on the back. You know, what's the value? So he sold the whole stamp collection for $10,000. Oh, I have $10,000, my father's stamp collection. He sold it to one of his father's friends, who was also a stamp collector. And that man put the stamp collection on auction. And the next day that boy was very surprised to read that at the auction, only one of those stamps, it was a stamp from 1908 in America, it sold for $900,000. One stamp. So there were so many stamps. The collection is worth millions of dollars. It was very valuable, very rare, durlabham, but the young boy, he didn't appreciate. So we also have something very rare, which we often don't appreciate. What do we have? We have the human form of life. And Prahlad stresses why it's important, because he says that in this human form of life, we can perform some seva for Krishna. No, in India, everyone is doing some seva to Krishna or some devata. This is nothing. No, but Prahlad says even the smallest amount of seva service, it can give you complete perfection. Oh, but Swamiji, we've heard this so many times. Yes, but in Vedic culture we have to hear things over and over and over, so it goes through the thick brain, the thick mind, and we understand and we act on that knowledge, and by acting on that knowledge we achieve perfection. Tadvidi paripatena paripashana said upadekshanti teganam ganinashtatvadarshana. Tadvidi paripatena paripashana sevaya. The spiritual master gives you instructions, paripashana, and then sevaya. By acting on those instructions, you gain the knowledge, you gain the vigyan, you get the realization.
So, Rajyatmi Guru hai, wo hum updesh dete hai, aur wo jo updesh dete hai, uska palan karne se, uski seva karne se, hum atma sakshatkar ko anubhav kar sakte hai.
You have the recipe for ras malai, that nice sweet preparation. But it's not enough to have it. You have to cook it. You have to take the recipe and work on it. Then you get the ras malai. Then you offer it to the deities and you enjoy very nice sweet. Yesterday, we had ras malai for breakfast. It was a codicil, and all we had was ras malai. Very happy.
So ras malai.
I was walking back to my room after the breakfast or the class, and one devotee came up and he said, "Maharaj, what is your favorite sweet?" I said, "Ras Malai." You know, just okay. And 15 minutes later, big pot of ras malai came to my room. I saw, this is a codicil in Ahmedabad.
So, when I was going to the prasadam, I was going to ask him, what is your favorite sweet? So, I said, ras malai. And after 45 minutes, my big pot of ras malai came to my room. This is how codicil is made in Ahmedabad.
So, sometimes we have to be reminded of what is valuable, so we take advantage of it.
So कई बार हम भक्तों को ये बात को याद दिलाते रहते हैं कि मनुष्य जन्म बहुत दुर्लभ है हमें इसका लाभ उठाना चाहिए.
Govinda Das, one famous Vaishnava poet, he also has taught us to sing.
Govinda Das जो एक बहुत ही famous Vaishnava भक्त हैं उन्होंने भी इसके ऊपर बताया है.
Bajahu Remana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Durlaba Manava Janama Satsange Torohe Bhava Sindure. O mind,
oh, mere man,
just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda.
Apna man ko bhagwan ke charan kamlon mein kendrit kare.
What will that do if you worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda? He says, Abhay Charanara Vindare. It will make you fearless. If you take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, you'll become fearless.
Agar aap bhagwan ke charan kamlon ki sharan lenge, to aapko abhay pradan hoga.
Is that not valuable? Is that not valuable to become fearless? Prabhupada says eating, sleeping, mating, and he says sometimes fearing. He said these are the four prominent factors of material life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. And out of all of them, the most prominent feature of material life is fear. We're always in a fearful condition.
ये चारों में से ये जो भय है बहुत ही प्रोमिनेंट बहुत ही मुश्किल से जाता है और बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है इसको दूर करना लेकिन आध्यात्मिक जीवन में आगे बढ़ने के लिए.
In modern vocabulary that's called anxiety and stress, but in old language we say fear. We're always in anxiety, we're always fearful about our condition. So if you take shelter of Krishna's feet, the fear disappears, just like the fog at the Delhi airport disappears when the hot sun comes and dissipates the fog.
So modern vigyan mein isko hum stress aur anxiety kehte hain lekin agar hamare purane jo bhasha hai uske andar hum samajhte hain ki isko bhay kaha jata hai. Jis prakar surya ka uday hota hai to andhkar dur ho jata hai, is prakar agar hum bhagwan ke charan kamalon mein dhyan kendrit karenge to bhay se mukt ho sakte hain.
So valuable is the human form of life which exists only on the earth, that the devatas nowadays are praying to Krishna, please let me take birth on the earth planet so that I can engage in the devotional service of the son of Maharaj Nanda in his sublime form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and achieve perfection and go back to Godhead.
So bahut hi durlabh jo manushya janma hai wo keval is prithvi lok mein milta hai, isliye devi devta bhi prarthna karte hain bhagwan ko कि हमें भी इस पृथ्वी लोक पे अवतार दिया जाए ताकि हम ये जो दुर्लभ कार्य है जो मनुष्य जीवन में हो सकता है भगवान चैतन्य महाप्रभु के आंदोलन जो है दिव्य आंदोलन उसमें हम भाग ले सकें.
Sometimes human beings become more fascinated with other species of life than their own species of life.
कई बार हम लोग दूसरी जो योनियां हैं उससे अधिक आकर्षित हो जाते हैं ना कि खुद से.
You don't have this phenomenon so much in India, but in every American town, every American city, every American town, every American village, there's a pet store. You don't even know what it is. A pet store where they sell animals that you can live in your home.
So yeah, ye baat samanya nahi hai, lekin aap videsh mein kahin bhi jayenge, koi bhi sher mein jaiye, koi bhi dukaan mein jaiye,
वहाँ जो पशु को पालने का है वो बहुत ही सामान्य प्रवृत्ति हर एक जो पशु को पालते हैं.
Here in India, it's still understood. There's still some remnants of Vedic culture. Animals, even domestic animals, they live outside the house. In America, all the animals live with you in your house. People have 10 cats, 4 dogs, 6 birds, 2 alligators, you know, a snake and 5 mice and a guinea pig. This is American culture. You live with the animals.
भारतीय संस्कृति में अभी भी लोग संस्कृति के अनुसार पशु को घर के बाहर रखते हैं, लेकिन हम पाश्चात्य देशों में देखते हैं कि हर एक व्यक्ति के घर में 4 कुत्ते होते हैं, 2 बिल्ली होती है, पक्षी होते हैं, सांप होते हैं, चूहे होते हैं, कई प्रकार के पशु को पालते हैं लोग.
Oh, the cute little kitty cat, the soft little puppy, the nice parrot. Oh, I want some bunny rabbits.
So लोग ऐसे सब पशु के साथ ही प्रेम करने में समय निकालते हैं.
We were visiting a temple. Where was that? God, I can't remember where it was recently. We were in a temple. Who was with me? Oh, we were in Jaipur. We were in Amer. Yeah, we were visiting before the Amer Fort. There's a town called Amer. They have 365 temples of Krishna in that village.
Maharaj ji jagah gaye the Jaipur ke paas, wahan 365 mandir the bhagwan ke.
And we were visiting this Vishnu deity from Satya Yuga.
और इसमें विष्णु भगवान का विग्रह था जो सत्युग से है.
In somebody's house.
किसी के घर में.
It was a temple which eventually became someone's house, and that was the household deity, this gigantic deity of Vishnu from Satya Yuga. He was so beautiful.
So ये मंदिर था, लेकिन आज वो किसी का घर बन गया है और बहुत ही बड़ा विग्रह है भगवान विष्णु का, बहुत सुंदर विग्रह.
And the temple room was like this, of course, much smaller. And they had, you know, the altar was there, and they had their beds, and they had their kitchen, and they had their closet. The whole temple room would become somebody's house, and Vishnu was just part of the living facilities. I mean, they took good care of him, but it was really interesting.
So, ऐसा बड़ा मंदिर इसी प्रकार का, इतना बड़ा नहीं, लेकिन इस प्रकार से बना हुआ था. तो वहाँ भगवान का altar था. भगवान के शयन के लिए पलंग बने हुए थे, सभी वस्तुएं उपस्थित थी, लेकिन आज वो उनका रहने का स्थान बन गया है लोगों का.
So the lady of the house, she said, Swamiji, can you give us some katha? Give us some Krishna katha. Do some bhajan and katha. So I sat down and this beautiful Vishnu deity there, 4 arms, you know, and I'm singing, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Gopi, boom! This big white bunny rabbit. He comes from under the bed and he just bounced on my lap and he's looking at me. You know, with his big ears. No, he wouldn't go away. He just and he sat down on my lap and the whole class, I'm giving this bunny rabbit. And the lady said, we are so sorry, Swami. We know that bunny rabbits live outside, but this is Kali Yuga. And he was huge. It's like this. She said, he lives here. I'm thinking India's becoming like the West. This huge rabbit. It's like, Jayarada Madhava. And during the class, I'm petting him.
So I think they understood it.
So in the West, this is very common. People are fascinated. But people don't understand that these lower species of life, this is actually a sort of punishment for people's sins committed in previous human form of life. Animal life is a sin, is a sinful condition, punishment.
पाश्चात्य देश के लोग ये बात समझते नहीं हैं, तो जो निचली योनियां हैं, वो एक रूप से दंड मिला है आपको हमारे पिछले जन्मों के कर्मों के कारण, लेकिन वो ये बात नहीं समझते हैं और इसी के साथ आसक्त हो रहे हैं.
Prabhupada indicates that he said, human form of life, we're not meant to live in miserable conditions like cats and dogs. We can have our science, our technology, our material progress. That's okay. We don't have to live in miserable conditions like cats and dogs. We can have nice facility, and from there elevate ourselves to Vaikuntha. It's okay.
भले ही हम भौतिक प्रगति में थोड़े लगे उसमें कोई गलती नहीं है लेकिन फिर वो स्थिति हमको जब प्राप्त होती है भौतिक परिस्थिति अच्छी प्राप्त होती है तो वहाँ से हमको प्रयास करना चाहिए कि भगवान के दान कैसे जाएं
Just like prisoners, they're given only the basic necessities of life as a punishment. So animal existence means only the basic necessities of life. It's a type of punishment. There's nothing cute about puppies and dogs and bunny rabbits and no.
तो जैसे कैदी होते हैं जेल में उनको केवल बेसिक वस्तुएं ही प्रदान की जाती है जीने के लिए इसी प्रकार ये जो निचली योनियां हैं उनको भी बेसिक नेसेसिटी केवल मिलती है तो इससे आपको आकर्षित नहीं होना चाहिए
But what is the real punishment in taking birth in the lower 8 million species life? What is the real punishment?
तो ये जो 80 लाख योनियां हैं इसके अंदर मुख्य दंड क्या है
They don't have the buddhi, they don't have the intelligence to understand the science of self-realization culminating in devotional service to God. That's the punishment.
So, ये जो निचली योनियां हैं, उनको मुख्य दंड ये मिला हुआ है कि उनकी उनके पास ऐसा बुद्धि नहीं है कि वो सोच सकें कि किस प्रकार आत्म साक्षात्कार किया जाए
That intelligence comes only in the human form of life. It is an opportunity, the intelligence we have, to get the knowledge to understand God. That knowledge is the real opulence of the human form of life.
So, ये बुद्धि केवल मनुष्य योनि में ही उपलब्ध है, जिसके द्वारा हम समझ सकते हैं कि भगवान कौन है और हमारे जीवन का सही लक्ष्य क्या है, और यही हमारा सच्चा ऐश्वर्य है, ये ज्ञान ही हमारे लिए सच्चा ऐश्वर्य है.
The most valuable thing we have is this Rajavidya Rajagriyam, this king of education, this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. This is our real opulence. Therefore, this treasure chest, we should dig deep into this treasure chest daily and savor these jewels of vidya or vigyan, these realizations we have about in Krishna consciousness.
So, yehi sahi. हीरे मोती जवाहरात है यही हमारा सही कीमती वस्तु हमारे पास है जो भगवत गीता के ज्ञान के रूप में है तो हमें प्राय रोज नित्य इसके अंदर समय बिताना चाहिए इसको पढ़ना चाहिए समझना चाहिए क्योंकि यही हमारा सही सच्चा ऐश्वर्य है
When you compare the knowledge we have in Prabhupada's books to all the other religions of the world, you see how superior our movement is. Other movements have some sentiment, but they don't have gyan, they don't have knowledge. What is the soul? What is God? What is the relationship with God? What is Vaikuntha? What is Goloka? This is what distinguishes the Krishna conscious movement from all other philosophies of the world, from all other religions of this world. We have this knowledge.
So, if we read the Prabhupada's books, which Prabhupada has given, and if we read the Dharma's books, then we will understand what this knowledge is sarvashreshtha. अन्य धर्मों में केवल सेंटीमेंट होता है लेकिन हमारे जो प्रभुपाद जी ने जो ग्रंथ लिख के दिए हैं उसके अंदर सच्चा ज्ञान है और उसी द्वारा हम हमारे भौतिक जगत को इनसे छुटकारा प्राप्त कर सकते हैं
But close to Drasambhavan, because we have these sudric tendencies, because we're born in Kali, we don't appreciate, we don't like to read, we don't like to study, we're not shlokawalas. We have to be like the king who sometimes goes in his treasury, just sits there and pulls out all the emeralds, the golds, the diamonds, just We have to relish Bhagavatam class, we have to relish the Gita class, we have to relish reading the books like this. This opulence is the knowledge we have.
लेकिन हम लोग बड़े ही मूर्ख हैं, शूद्र की तरह जी रहे हैं, हम लोग इसका लाभ नहीं उठा रहे हैं पूर्ण मात्रा में हालांकि हमें तो एक राजा की तरह होना चाहिए जिसके पास बड़े बड़े हीरे जवाहरात के भंडार हैं तो हमें भी ये भागवतम और भगवत गीता का जो ज्ञान रूपी भंडार है इसका हमको आनंद उठाना चाहिए इसके हमको इसका जो दिव्यता है इसको रोकने का प्रयास करना चाहिए
चाणक्य पंडित says
चाणक्य पंडित बताते हैं
सवारी भूषणम चंद्रो नरिनम भूषणम पति पृथ्वी भूषणम राजा विज्य सर्वशु भूषणम The ornament of night is the beautiful moon.
तो जो रात्रि का आभूषण है वो सुंदर चंद्रमा है
The ornament of a woman is a good Krishna conscious husband.
तो जो स्त्री के लिए जो आभूषण है वो एक कृष्ण भक्त पुरुष है
The ornament of the earth is a Rajrishi, a Krishna conscious king.
और पृथ्वी के लिए आभूषण है
And vidya, knowledge, vidya sarvasya bhushanam. Bhushanam means the ornament. Vidya sarvasya means everything. Vidya sarvasya bhushanam. Knowledge, Krishna conscious knowledge, is the ornament of everything. But that knowledge can only be appreciated in the human form of life. Even the most intelligent animals, which is probably the dolphin or the elephant, they can't understand. There may be some monkeys, I don't
know.
So the hellish condition is that you can't perceive these things.
So
certainly hell exists. It's described in great detail in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In Christianity, it's very simplistic. It's described as a lake of fire.
Christianity में इसका बहुत ही सरल अर्थ बताया गया है कि ऐसा एक लेक है मतलब अग्नि का लेक है अग्नि रूपी.
But the graphic description given in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is enough to make anyone become a Hare Krishna devotee.
ना गहराई से भागवतम में वर्णन किया गया पांचवें स्कंध में कि उसको जान के कोई भी हरे कृष्ण भक्त बन जाएगा.
For illicit sex, you have to embrace the hot, burning copper form of a man or a woman for 1,000 years. Hellish planets. So anyway, we don't want to scare you. There's so many descriptions there. But really, real hell is to be devoid of God consciousness. Because without God consciousness, you're going to suffer anyway to a greater or lesser degree.
तो हम आपको डराना नहीं चाहते हैं इसलिए और अधिक वर्णन नहीं करेंगे लेकिन अगर हम इस ज्ञान से अगर दूर रहेंगे तो हम सही मायने में नरक में ही रह रहे हैं.
And with Krishna consciousness, you're going to be happy to a greater or lesser degree. Krishna says, all of them as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. But Krishna consciousness is just pure bliss, ananda. So you surrender a little bit, you're a little bit happy. You surrender fully, shantushti, you're completely satisfied.
So, अगर आप कृष्ण भक्त बनेंगे कृष्ण भगवान की सेवा करेंगे तो बहुत ही आसानी से आप आनंद का अनुभव कर पाएंगे. अगर हम थोड़ा भी शरणागति लेते हैं तो हमको आनंद मिलता है और अगर हम अधिक शरणागति लेंगे तो हमारा जीवन बहुत ही धन्य बन जाएगा.
So an intelligent person, he should take advantage of this. Civilized person should take advantage of this knowledge.
जो बुद्धिशाली लोग हैं शिक्षित लोग हैं उसको उन्हें इसका लाभ उठाना चाहिए.
You know, in Western culture, civilized persons, nicely dressed, he knows the best type of wine, the best types of cigars.
So pastor desh mein jo civilized aadmi hota hai wo bahut hi acche tarah se apna vastra pehante hain wo acche se acchi madira kaun si hai wo jante hain acche se acha cigarette kaun si hai uske bare mein jante hain.
But in Vedic culture, intelligent means Aryan, and Aryan civilization means one who knows the higher values of life, and what's more, he takes advantage of that. Oh, I know Krishna. Yeah, I know Krishna. Well, then if you know Krishna, why are you smoking bidis and, you know, drinking and chasing women? And if you know Krishna, then why aren't you practicing your Aryan culture?
So, our Sanskriti ke andar, Bharatiya Sanskriti ke andar, jo buddhishali vyakti usko Aryan kaha jata hai, aur wo samajhta hai ki Bhagwan kaun hai, Bhagwan ki seva kis prakar ki jati hai, lekin Maharaj bata rahe hain ki agar aap samajhte hain ki Bhagwan kaun hai, to phir tum kyon ye vyarth ke karya mein lage ho, bidi pi rahe ho, aur har ek tarah prakar ki faltu cheeze kar rahe ho.
It's one thing not to know Krishna and engage in sinful activity. It's another thing if you know Krishna and you waste your human form of life. What is worse? Actually, the second is worse. Not to know Krishna and engage in sin, okay, we can understand. But to know Krishna and to willingly abandon that life for a sinful life, that's worse.
So, कुछ लोग ऐसे हैं जो कृष्ण के बारे में जानते ही नहीं हैं और पाप में प्रवृत्ति में जुड़े हुए हैं. एक वर्ग ये है और दूसरा वर्ग ऐसा है जो कृष्ण के बारे में जानता है और फिर भी पाप में प्रवृत्ति में जुड़ा है, तो दोनों में से कौन बदतर है? तो महाराज बता रहे हैं सीधी सी बात है, जो भगवान के बारे में जानता है और फिर भी पाप में प्रवृत्ति कर रहा है वो बदतर है।
भारतीय भूमि होले मनुष्य जन्म या जन्म सार्थक कार्य कार पार उपकार। It's to be expected. If you take birth in India, you must be Krishna Bhakta. I mean, eventually, you may go through various spiritual paths, but it must culminate in Krishna consciousness. You must be somewhere on the ladder to Vaikuntha or to Goloka. You must be.
So, Bharat Bhumi mein jiska janma hota hai, usse apeksha rakhi jati hai ki wo Bhagwan ke bare mein jane. और भगवान के धाम इस प्रकार जाना चाहिए वो जाने, भले ही हम अलग अलग आध्यात्मिक मार्ग का पालन कर रहे हैं लेकिन अंततः तो हमको ये जानना ही होगा कि वैकुंठ लोक कैसे जाया जाता है।
But unfortunately, Kali Yuga is fully manifest. Kali Yuga is fully manifest now.
अभी कलयुगा में पूरा पूर्ण रूप से हमारे सामने प्रदर्शित नहीं हुआ है।
And Prabhupada mentions in the, well, throughout his books that Kali first attacks the intelligent people of, so he first attacks the brahmanas, because if the brahminical culture falls apart, then the kshatriya culture falls apart, the vaishya culture and the sudra, the whole varnashram system just crumbles. You go right for the sensitive point, the brahmanas, so the intelligent class of people are forgotten, so all of India is going to hell.
So jo kali hai usne badi achhi yojana banayi, usne jo buddhishali varg hai brahman उसको वो पहले अपना केंद्र बनाया, निशाना बनाया और ब्राह्मण का जो कल्चर है उसको खत्म कर दिया, तो कलयुग को आगे बढ़ने का मार्ग बहुत आसान बन गया।
Actually, in many ways, Kali is more prevalent in India than he is other parts of the world.
So, कलयुग भारत में भी बहुत ही बढ़ गया है और पूरे विश्व के सभी कोने में बढ़ चुका है।
It's one thing seeing a McDonald's restaurants in New York. It's another thing seeing the McDonald's restaurant in your city, in Gujarat, in India. It's another thing seeing it here.
So, पाश्चात्य देश में McDonald's का restaurant देखना एक बात है, लेकिन जब हम भारत में गुजरात में देखते हैं, तो ये अलग बात है.
It is said sometimes that the darkest place in the presence of a candle is right under the candle light itself. Like you've got a candle, right, burning, and the light is spread, but if you look directly down from the candle, it's dark, right? Below it's dark. So sometimes the darkest part of a candle is just under the candle itself. The light's spreading out, but the darkness, the darkest part is right next to the candle. That's India. Kali Yuga is more prominent here in some ways than it is in the West, because to have a McDonald's here is a more serious thing than having a McDonald's in the land of Bharat, the land of light, the land of transcendental knowledge. What's happening here? So we have to save India first, I think, and then save the West. So Festival of India has come back to India. Westerners have come here to remind people, hey, what are you doing in the land of opportunity? Oh yes, land of opportunity, IT. I'm going to be an engineer. Opportunity to become Krishna conscious or Ram conscious or whatever incarnation, but God conscious.
So diya tale andhera, Maharaj bata rahe hain, jaise mombatti hum jalate hain, to mombatti ka jo prakash hai wo sarvatra phailta hai, lekin jo uske niche ka jagah rehta hai wo andhera hota hai. To yahi sthiti hai Bharat ki, to Bharat se hi sabhi gyan udbhav hua hai, lekin आज कलयुग है जो भारत में अधिक बढ़ रहा है, और ये बहुत ही आश्चर्य की बात है. अगर पूरे विश्व में हो तो कोई बात नहीं, लेकिन भारत में जहाँ ये वैदिक ज्ञान का स्रोत है वहाँ ये कलयुग इस प्रकार से बढ़ता जा रहा है. इसलिए ये फेस्टिवल ऑफ इंडिया जो है, पूरे पश्चिम देश के लोग यहाँ भारत में आए हैं और भारतीय संस्कृति का प्रचार कर रहे हैं और लोगों को बता रहे हैं कि आप लोग क्या कर रहे हैं, आप लोगों को अपनी संस्कृति को छोड़ना नहीं चाहिए, इसके अंदर जुड़ना चाहिए, और ये बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है.
देयर इज होप, स्टिल देयर इज होप.
अभी भी हमारे पास कुछ आशा है.
Because if Lord Chaitanya's movement can make devotees out of people from the West who were born in, you could say Malecha Desh, we use that, Yavana Desh, Rakshasa Desh. Rakshasa Desh means man-eaters. But worse than a man-eater is a cow-eater, because cow is our mother. So it's so low, Western culture. But as Lord Chaitanya made tigers and lions and snakes and bears dance in ecstasy and full realization of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare. Certainly the same process can work here in India, where Prabhupada said you simply scratch the skin of a person in India and Krishna consciousness becomes manifest. Certainly if the Westerners can be delivered, there's still hope for Indians who are becoming quickly covered over, but who have the blood running through their vein. Krishna consciousness is there. Certainly the process can work here.
So Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jo andolan hai uske dwara malich jawan log bhi Bhagavan ke bhakt bane hain aur wo samajh paaye hain Krishna bhakti kya hai. So Prabhupada Bharatiyon ke bare mein kehte the ki yahan to ye bahut chhota hai, keval agar inko thoda unke haath mein chamdi pe thoda bhi ujala jayega
And this is what people in the West expect of you. When they see the posters in New York and London and Melbourne, incredible India. There's these posters, pristine, clean, pure, no garbage, nothing. You know, this, you know, every town that they. That's not really what they're coming for. They're coming for this vidya. They're coming for this vigyan. They're coming by the thousands for this science of self-realization. They're coming to love God. They're coming to love Krishna. But the Indians have turned their backs on them. It's a dilemma. So this festival of India is so important.
So सभी पूरे विश्व में अलग अलग देश में हम पढ़ते हैं कि भारतीय संस्कृति बहुत ही महान है, इनक्रेडिबल इंडिया. लेकिन जब यहाँ आगे कोई देखता है तो वो सब जगह कचरा गंदा देखता है. लेकिन हम लोग इसके लिए यहाँ नहीं आ रहे हैं. हम लोग यहाँ आ रहे हैं, यहाँ जो ज्ञान है, विज्ञान है, उसको समझने के लिए, उसको जानने के लिए. हमारा मुख्य लक्ष्य है उसको जानना. तो ये फेस्टिवल ऑफ इंडिया जो है वो भी यही करने का प्रयास कर रहा है कि यहाँ के लोगों ने जिन्होंने इस विज्ञान से मुंह मोड़ लिया है उनको दोबारा जागृत करना कि ये कितना दिव्य और महान विज्ञान है.
But we have to work together.
हम सबको साथ में कार्य करना होगा.
We come on the stage and do our part. You have to bring the people.
हम लोग मंच पे आते हैं और हमारा कार्य करते हैं और आप लोगों का कार्य है कि वहाँ लोगों को लाना.
Where are the people?
लोग कहाँ हैं?
How many people live in this city?
कितने लोग रहते हैं शहर में?
8 million.
8 to 9 million.
Oh, how come only 400 came last night?
So. ऐसा कैसे है कि केवल 400 लोग कल आए थे?
Mark Twain, he was a famous American author. He actually visited India in the 1800s. He saw, wow, this place is so different from the West. He said, East is East and West is West. And never the twain, he was a scholar, pun, never the twain shall meet. It means never the two shall meet. You'll never mix Eastern and Western culture. We have proved him wrong in the Hare Krishna movement. We have brought East and West together in the United Nations of the spiritual world, Krishna consciousness.
So, a very famous author, one time, came to India, and he was very astonished when he saw the culture here. And he said that the East and West are different. It cannot be done. But we see that the Hare Krishna movement has brought the East and West together, and everyone is doing God's worship and practicing the bhakti of the Lord.
But you have to do your part. You have to bring the people to the fest. No excuses. Prabhupada would not accept any excuses. Something wasn't paka, first class. Prabhupada wouldn't. Oh, but. No excuses. We want 10,000 people tonight.
So, कोई भी प्रकार का excuse नहीं चलेगा. आप सबको प्रयास करना होगा, अपना काम करना होगा. हमको आज रात को किसी प्रकार से 10,000 लोग चाहिए.
Oh, but Swamiji, it's very cold this year.
सब लोग बोल रहे हैं कि इस बार बहुत ठंडी है स्वामी.
People know Krishna's fest.
सब लोग जानते हैं कृष्ण फेस्ट क्या है.
What, all the millions of people in this town know Krishna's fest? No. Well, there's a will, there's a way. You have to work. So today we're going on Harinam. You join us.
So आज हम लोग सब हरिनाम में जाएंगे सब साथ में.
Okay, we don't need 20,000 people, but we need a few more than 300.
हमको 20,000 लोग नहीं चाहिए, लेकिन कुछ ज़्यादा लोग चाहिए.
You know, we're spoiled in this festival program. You know, we anything less than 5,000, 10,000, you know, on our festival tour in Poland. We've been doing it 25 years. Still 5,000, 10,000 people come every day. There's no excuse.
So हम लोग ये फेस्टिवल पोलैंड में पिछले 25 साल से कर रहे हैं. फिर भी ऐसा कोई बहाना नहीं है कि अब 25 साल से हो रहा है तो कम लोग आ रहे हैं. हर साल हर रोज 5,000 से 10,000 लोग आते हैं.
We've come here to preach Krishna consciousness.
हम लोग यहाँ भगवान की भक्ति का प्रचार करने आए हैं.
We haven't come here to socialize and, you know, as tourists and shop. You know, we have this burning desire to save India, and by saving the India, we will save the world spiritually. We are convinced of that.
हम लोग यहाँ केवल घूमने या लोगों को मिलने नहीं आए. हमारे हृदय में बहुत ही तीव्र इच्छा है कि भारतीय संस्कृति को पतन से रोकना है, यहाँ के लोगों को समझाना है कि ये कितना महान ज्ञान है.
I remember we were in Paris 1974 in Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada was sitting behind his desk. He was slamming his fist on the marble table. I was thinking he was going to break the marble. He was so angry. He said, "Where are the guests? You're not bringing me any intelligent. The French people are philosophers," he said. "Why aren't you bringing me scientists and poets and scholars? You know, no one's coming to my classes. Go out and bring some people for me to preach to. Now get out of my room." And we all had to leave, and we had an istogosi, and we were going to the university, Sorbonne University, and we were going to looking up the poets and the scholars, and we brought the people, and Prabhupada was happy.
So 1974 mein jab Srila Prabhupada Paris mein the to unke kamre mein baithe the to wo bade hi gussa ho rahe the sabhi apne shishyon ke upar ki aap log mere paas naye buddhishali logon ko kyon nahi la rahe ho, mere paas koi nahi chahiye, sab log bahar jao aur mere paas buddhishali logon ko, professors and scientists logon ko leke aaiye taki main unko prachar kar sakun.
These devotees, these Western boys and girls, they're very sincere about their attempts to serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya. They're the cream of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. They are the actual spiritual warriors. They've gone through the fire of ordeal. They're proven and they're tested. They're here to preach. Bring us some people to preach to.
So ये जो लोग हैं जो मेरे साथ आए पाश्चात्य देश के लोग, ये बहुत ही सिंसियर हैं अपने कार्य के अंदर, बहुत ही मन से और श्रद्धा से अपना कार्य कर रहे हैं, और चैतन्य महाप्रभु के आंदोलन में ये बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण सैनिक हैं ये लोग, और अगर उनका हमको सही लाभ उठाना है तो हमको अधिक लोगों को लाना होगा.
And if you can't do it, then we'll do it. We'll go out in Harinam. I don't know how many people.
अगर नहीं कर पा रहे तो हम लोग करेंगे, हम लोग आज हरिनाम में जाएंगे बाहर.
At least we will try.
कम से कम हमको प्रयास करना होगा.
At least we'll try. So you join us today on the Harinam. Sri Prahlad is a famous kirtaneer. Arjun Krishna, he's up and coming. We have our horn section. It's all very special. Take advantage. It's a very rare opportunity. Durlabham. We have this mood on our festival tour. We have the mood of Bhaktivinod Thakur, who pioneered the Krishna Consciousness Movement, who had the vision of seeing all the countries of the world coming together to glorify Krishna. He said, "I will not be happy until the 14 worlds, everyone in the 14 worlds are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Ram, Hare Hare."
So jo bhakti mein Thakur ji ka bhav tha, to pure vishwa ke log ekatra hokar Bhagwan ka naam le, to usi bhav ke saath hum log ye फेस्टिवल करते हैं और अलग अलग देश के लोग एकत्र होकर भगवान के जो संदेश है उसका प्रचार कर रहे हैं.
We're ready to preach. We're giving the Bhagavatam class. I'm giving the Sunday feast lecture. I'm giving the lecture from the stage this evening. I'm going out on Harinam. We're ready to preach. Give us some people to preach to.
So मैं पूरा प्रयास कर रहा हूँ. मैं भागवतम क्लास दे रहा हूँ, फिर इसके बाद संडे फीस का प्रवचन दूंगा, फिर शाम को स्टेज पर भी प्रवचन करूंगा.
This is our life. Give us some sustenance. Give us some food.
यही हमारा जीवन है, तो हमें कुछ भोजन के लिए लोग चाहिए, अधिक लोग चाहिए.
Some people to hear, and from those people you'll see that they will join this great movement here in India.
तो अगर वो लोग आएंगे तो ये महान आंदोलन में वो लोग जुड़ जाएंगे.
All right. Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki, Shri Prahlad Maharaj Ki, Shri Srila Prabhupada Ki, Shri Krishna Sankirtan Yajna Ki, Krishna Fest Gujarat 2014 Ki, Jai Gopi Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.